Like I said, I've been coming here for, I think it's 12 years, and half of that time I was a student. And those first 6 years, I really had a chance to get many of the skills that I'm using as a teacher and a performer these days. I got to stand down in the center of the chapel for the first time and get up the nerve to sing, just like many of you will be doing tomorrow night, right? At the student showcase. All right, well, I guess we're ready to, I'm excited to introduce Helen Schneer, who used to live in the Washington, D.C. area, and she was a very important person in the folk life there in Washington, keeping the ballads and gospel singing alive. And unfortunately, she moved to Vermont, just as I moved to the area. I'm now in Baltimore, right nearby, but she had already gone. But I was able to get acquainted with her when she was here another year. So this is her second time, I believe, at Augusta. She's teaching the religious songs of the folk and ballads. I'd like to introduce Helen Schneer.
See me from there. I have to have this here. If I don't write down my own name, I don't even know who I am anymore. I look over the set that I had prepared. I suppose I might as well just admit it right now before you experience it so you can leave if you have to. This is one of the more depressing but they're all great songs, so I'll do them anyway. You got Kleenex?
I got Kleenex. Do I have Kleenex?
Well, I do have a piece of Kleenex. Never go on stage without one. This was also beautifully organized before this happened.
Okay.
I have a well-paid clack in the audience, and I expect them to make noise. This has a chorus, and I'm not very polite about it. The others said you could if you wanted to. I say you have to. So, chorus goes as follows. What a time, what a time we're living in. What a time we're living in. There is hate on every hand. Man don't love his fellow man. What a time we're living in. This old earth's gonna pass. This old earth gonna pass away, and all the works of men decay. This old earth gonna pass away. What a time we're living in.
What a time, what a time we're living in. There is hate on every hand. Man don't love his fellow man. What a time, what a time we're living in. You're gonna kneel after a while. You're gonna kneel Every knee will bow and every tongue confess when God brings his children home to rest. You're gonna kneel after a while. What a time we're living in. What a time. What a time we're living in. There is hate on every hand. Man don't love his fellow man. What a time we're living in. I'm gonna leave after a while. I'm gonna leave after a while. Soon that trumpet it will sound, and my feet gonna leave the ground. I'm gonna leave after a while. What a time we're living in. What a time we're living in. There is hate on every hand. Man don't love his fellow man. What a time we're living in.
What a time we're living in.
standing round God's throne, welcoming the children home. There'll be joy, joy someday. What a time, what a time we're living in. What a time, what a time we're living in. There is hate on every hand. Man don't love his fellow man. What a time we're living in.
That's what happens if you wear 40 pounds of turquoise. I think I just broke the piano. The most amazing thing about the song that we just did together is that I was playing it in the wrong key. Oh, sure, now. Actually, I think I sang this song here, I don't know how many years ago, and somebody this time asked me to do it again, and I was a little uneasy about remembering all the words, but we'll hope for the best. Now, let's see if we can get the right key this time. In Robbins, Tennessee, they'll tell you a story of five men who went down to dig in the coal. How the gas exploded, the ceiling come falling. The reason is buried way down in that hole. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, lie easy. Thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. On May 24th, they went down digging. May 25th, one body was found. And the rescue team labored through the night and the danger, seeking for others trapped under the ground. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. The rescue team labored through the dust and the gases, the bad air was shaken and ready to blow. And the people above
were sitting and thinking, waiting on the answer they don't want to know. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. It's no more use trying, says the longtime coal miner. They're dead and they're lying forever alone. No man can survive through 48 hours buried down under that Cumberland stone. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone. On May 26th, there was sad lamentation. Next day, the papers were still as a bone. You can't ask the living to stop when there's dying. Five men are dead and the world's moving on. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the snow. So it's go on, your factories, blast your bright furnaces, burn the black jewels, let industry roll. Just remember, good neighbors, remember this winter, the price that's been paid for the heat of your coal. Lie there, my laddies, lie easy, thoughts you were thinking will never be known. Under 3,000 feet of the Cumberland Plateau, where it's blacker than thunder and the coal in the stone.
That was written by a woman named Kay Cothran in 1961, 60 or 61, to, of all things, a tune, a very old tune of The Streets of Laredo. I have never heard that version. In England, the only version of The Streets of Laredo they know is that tune. So, one more really sad one, and then we'll do something cheerful, and then we'll stop. The first song, incidentally, comes out of Galax, Virginia. Okay. Let's hope it's the right key. It's written by a friend of mine who lives in Ottawa and has to do with what's happened to the fishing industry, not just in Canada, but in the States as well.
Along the harbor reach, boats stand right up on the beach, ghost-like in the early dawn. Empty now, the fish are gone. What will become of people now? Try to build a life somehow. Hard, hard times are back again. No more fish, no fishermen. No more shopping in the stores. Since the fish plant closed its doors, men who walked a trawler's decks now line up for welfare checks. There's big for sale signs everywhere. Pockets empty, cupboards bare. See it on the news at 10. No more fish, no fishermen. Once from Ship Cove to Cape Race, Port au Basque to Harbor Grace, Newfoundlanders fished for cod, owing merchants, trusting God. They filled their dories twice a day. They fished their poor sweet lives away. They could not imagine then. No more fish, no fishermen. Back before the Second War, we could catch our fish inshore. Boats were small and gear was rough. We caught fish, but left enough. And now there's no more fish because the trawler fleets took all there was. We could see it coming. No more fish, no fishermen.
I didn't mean to make that much trouble.
Farewell now to stage and flake. Get out for the children's sake. Leave all friends and kin behind. Take whatever job you find. There's some that say things aren't so black. They say the fish will all come back. Who'll be here to catch them then? No more fish, no fishermen.
Thank you, Helen. Boy, she's a treasure. We'd like to take a 20-minute break, give you a chance that's just long enough for you to check out the lobby.